Proclamation number 0889 of 28th of April, 1939. Earthly events. Temporal phenomena. Inertia of the spirit. With unchanging strength the beings in the beyond consider you, and thus they impart an announcement of importance to you today. At certain intervals of time the Father in heaven directs events on earth into ever new directions. Events occur which overturn everything that had gone before. Inventions of all kinds cause other ways of life. People pursue other aims and thus the human being's train of thought is changed in a certain way. Science always has new areas to research and thus innumerable changes come about which are precisely intended to influence people's thinking. There is a wise reason for this. In the usual regularity of life, mental activity would very soon tire and such lukewarmness of spirit would set in that the soul would be in grave danger. Everything that happens in the world keeps the spirit active and never lets it fall into inactivity. The human being will arm himself with all his power of resistance when the events storm him like surging waves. He will have to fight for his earthly well-being and that will keep him tirelessly active. And again, only an active person can also be spiritually active at the same time, for divine strength will be inherent in him as soon as his earthly activity is aimed at reducing any deficiencies and he thus takes upon himself the work for his neighbor's well-being out of love for him. In times of spiritual hardship the Lord resorts to all means, and it is not to be feared that the Father in heaven will let the prayer of a person demanding advice and help from him go unheard. The Father demands profound inner faith and an undoubted belief. He will then also bless those who do not take offense at the phenomena of the time, but rather devoutly and faithfully fulfill their assigned task at all times, draw the greatest spiritual benefit from all events and always remember that the world is only a means to an end and that only a pure spiritual attitude protects the earthly child from sinking into chaos, for its field of activity is assigned to it according to the soul's need. And thus a constant change of all events is to occur so that the earthly child will not tire of working on itself and its soul and find all spiritual stimulation in daily life, so that it will not fall into spiritual sluggishness but be industrious and striving, so that it shall bear everything with surrender which the eternal deity has wisely imposed on earth and also its inhabitants for the best of their souls. For no event, no matter how small, is without purpose, it is only little or not at all recognized by the human being in his earthly condition. Amen.